As Linda Castillo's granddaughter contentedly played with her stuffed turtle in front of the family's home on a pleasant Friday afternoon, Grandma was sorting shoes. Hundreds of shoes, thousands of shoes.
These are for different kinds of sports like track and soccer, and he keeps those separate, and then I've put the women's together.
So that her son Eric, a UIW football player, could load 500 pairs of shoes into the SUV to deliver to the SAM Transitional Living Center.
We ended up collecting 500 pairs of shoes, our first shoe drive. So we had our second shoe drive at John Marshall High School, and that was on August the 4th. We ended up collecting 1,400 pairs of shoes in a four-hour period.
After noticing the need for shoes among the homeless he saw one weekend in Austin, Eric Castillo had to do something. He had the idea for collecting gently used shoes for San Antonio's homeless and others in need. He has distributed more than 5,000 pairs of shoes in just the last 6 months.
So we ended up doing four of the five Boys and Girls Club here in San Antonio, and then got in touch with Pam Taylor from Dress for Success. We worked with them, gave them a bunch of women's shoes and heels. And
SAM Ministries Vice President of Development Tammy Woodard said thanks to the generous support of the community, the kids returned from school Friday to find comfortable shoes that they really liked. Castillo says what he's learned from the 7 months or so that he's done this is gratitude.
Just being grateful for what you have. I mean, especially going out there and you see at the Boys and Girls Club, you see children with soles coming off their shoes, and you're just like, you got to understand, some of these people just don't have a choice. I mean, that's just how it is. And when we go do drop-offs downtown, you got individuals wearing size 6.5s when they should be in 9s, and how their toes are cramped up. And just being grateful for what you have, I think. I mean, that's what I've really learned from it.
Castillo has applied for a nonprofit status for A Walk in My Shoes and plans to continue to grow the organization after college. Eileen Pace, Texas Public Radio News.